evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 15th of February, 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Well, you know, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Guess what kind of Valentine Mrs. Ingrid Zundel got? Her husband, Ernst Zundel, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison in Germany. Now, guess what Ernst Zundel did? Did he rape anybody? Did he rob a bank? Did he expose himself to a small child? Did he embezzle any money? No. No, he's going to spend 5 years in jail in Germany for, quote-unquote, denying the Holocaust. Folks, this is violence. This is violence against a law-abiding human being who has never been accused of hurting anybody. Or I should say, he's never been accused of any violence or criminal activity against anybody other than speaking his mind, other than outlining his views about history. So, folks, here again, someone is being sent to jail. He's being violated. It's a form of terrorism. It's a form of violence, causing him to suffer, causing his wife to suffer. And the people who are committing this crime of violence, they're committing it in the name of peace and in the name of human rights, folks. Think about this. Again, what we have here is black is white and white is black. I guess my question is, how much longer are law-abiding people who believe in freedom of expression and freedom of thought going to allow themselves to be violated, to be made to suffer physically, to be made to suffer mentally? This is violence, folks, and the people who are advocating these kind of laws are violent criminals. They are the same kind of people who are behind the Patriot Act in this country. They are the same kind of people who are behind the so-called hate crimes laws in this country. They're the same kind of people, folks, who kicked some small Jewish children out of a Jewish school in Vienna because their father happened to be a rabbi who attended the so-called Holocaust denial conference in Iran. Four children of Rabbi Moshe Friedman of Vienna, an Orthodox Jew from Vienna, his four children have been expelled from school. And a Jewish school expelled them, and they said that no other Jewish school in Vienna will accept these children. These little children did not attend the Holocaust conference. Their father, Rabbi Friedman, did. I met Rabbi Friedman in Iran. He's a gentle man. He's a small man, a man of small stature, not a violent man. And I heard Rabbi Friedman get up at the conference in Tehran and say that he believed in the Holocaust, that he believed that millions of Jews died, that he believed there was an evil policy on the part of Nazi Germany. But his four children, who did not attend that conference, were expelled from school, folks. That's psychological terror. That's violence. That's child abuse. How much more of this crap are we going to take, ladies and gentlemen? This is Michael Collins Piper. Very, very angry. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for more, if you dare, if you care.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Very cold, icy Washington, D.C. here today. I expect it's going to be that way, so ain't much I can do about that. If I had a headache, of course, I would turn to my favorite cure for headaches. It's all natural. It's Headache Stay Gone. Check them out on the internet at headachestaygone.com. But if you don't have the internet and you want to drop them a note, I'm going to give you their address later here in the hour. Their address in Glenmore, PA, and their 800 number. So get your pen and paper handy if you haven't tried out Headache Stay Gone. I'm going to give you their address. Well, folks, I was talking about the violent attack on Ernst Zundel, the violent attack on him being the fact that he's been sentenced to 5 years in prison for doing nothing other than expressing his opinion. Expressing his opinion, folks. 5 years in jail. And that's in a country that's supposedly fighting against the evils of totalitarianism. You know, for the last 50 years, folks, all we've heard about is how rotten Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were because they took away people's freedoms. Ain't it awful, Mabel? Those damn Nazis. They didn't let people speak out. They sent people to jail for expressing opinions. Well, the truth is, they didn't really send that many people to jail for expressing opinions. They did send a few people to jail for expressing opinions, but it wasn't like the country lived in terror. If you've heard that, that's not true. But be that as it may, that's another argument or another debate for another time. But the fact is, we have been told repeatedly that that's what fascism in Germany and Italy was all about. And yet here a law-abiding man who's never hurt, so far as I know, has never hurt another living human being, is being sent to jail for 5 years. We just saw David Irving in jail for over a year in Austria on similar outrageous charges. Well, I consider that sending someone to jail for no crime at all, an act of violence, an act of terrorism, because that's what it is. It's intellectual terrorism. It's psychological terrorism. And now, Elie Wiesel, the great Holocaust survivor, professional spokesman for the Holocaust. This is a guy who said he saw blood bubbling up out of the ground for days after they buried people. That's an absolute lie, folks. You and I know it. He wrote this. Even the website Counterpunch by liberal columnist Alexander Coburn featured an extended analysis of the lies of Elie Wiesel. Should call him Elie Weasel, because that's what he is. Well, evidently here in Chicago, or in San Francisco the other day, a young man accosted Mr. Wiesel and tried to pull him into a room in the hotel to ask him to discuss the issue of the Holocaust. Well, now Elie Wiesel says, listen to this. He says that this is evidence that the Holocaust deniers are escalating in their violence. He says, until now they have used words. Now they have switched to violence. My incident shows a global trend. If society doesn't act immediately against these individuals, it will end up encouraging others to do the same. His incident. No one hit him with a stick. Somebody should hit him with a stick. No one stuck a knife in him. No one shot him. Somebody asked him to sit down and discuss the Holocaust. Now, this guy put his hands on Wiesel. He shouldn't have done that, because in our society, when you put your hands on somebody without their consent, and obviously this was without Elie Wiesel's consent, that is a crime. That's assault and battery, or certainly assault. But in any case, now Mr. Wiesel says they have switched to violence. This just goes to show you what a liar this man is. This person, if this person were bound and determined to have committed an act of violence against Elie Wiesel, he could have shot him, he could have stabbed him, he could have choked him, he could have, as I say, hit him with a stick. But he didn't do that. But you see, now Elie Wiesel is blowing his own incident out of proportion, what he describes as my incident, which is kind of funny. That's what Elie Wiesel has been doing for the last 60 years in discussing the Holocaust. He's been blowing it out of proportion. So should we be surprised? No, we're not surprised. But, you know, here's the problem. Here's where the problem comes in, folks. Mr. Wiesel, who is considered a man of peace, this is someone who once said that, he said that people should, I think, how do you put it, hold a special place of hatred in their hearts for Germans. Well, this guy says if society doesn't act immediately against these individuals, it will end up encouraging others to do the same. Well, what does he propose that society does to act against people who deny the Holocaust? Is Mr. Wiesel here to tell us that everyone who, quote-unquote, denies the Holocaust should be jailed, should be treated as a potentially violent person? Yes, that's what he's implying, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what he's implying. This is the modus operandi of the people who've been behind hate laws. This is the people who have been behind the Holocaust denial laws, behind all these insane laws that are designed to do nothing more than curtail freedom of speech. So, in effect, Mr. Wiesel is advocating violence and terrorism against people whose only crime is to think. Believe me, folks, this is exactly what he means. Elie Wiesel is not a man of peace. He's a man of war. He's totally associated with all of the people who have gotten the United States into the war in Iraq and who want to get us into the war in Iran. This is what we've got going on, folks. Just found out today, this Admiral Fallon, who's commander of the U.S. military forces in the Middle East, he's one of the slaves, or puppets, however you want to put it, of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Just found that out today, folks. I need to do some more research into that to get all the details, but this is what I've been told, and this, again, just goes to show us we've got some real problems, because there are people in our military, just as there are people in our government, who have been corrupted. They are being used as tools against our safety and against our security. They are being used to promote an alien agenda that has nothing to do with America's interests, but it has everything to do with the Zionist cause. We have Natan Sharansky, Bush's brain, They kicked him out of the Soviet Union, which I can understand why, and he set up shop in Israel. This week in Washington Jewish Week, published an article from the Jerusalem Post by Natan Sharansky. Oh, he has some plans for people who are critics of Israel. He says we should boycott universities that provide chairs for professors who campaign against Israel's right to exist. Well, of course, there are very few people, really, who've ever said that Israel should not exist, and I don't know many professors who've said that, but, you know, if you say boo in the direction of Israel, they say you're saying that Israel shouldn't have the right to exist. Then, of course, on this question of the Holocaust, he says, the promulgation of such an ideology should be fought even by societies that revere freedom of speech. Well, that is exactly what's happening today, ladies and gentlemen. We even have former President Jimmy Carter being called a Holocaust denier. I was being called a Holocaust denier even before I had written anything, if anything at all, about the Holocaust. You know, folks, this term Holocaust denier has become a catch-all phrase now that's being used very ruthlessly. You know, it used to be in this country, if the worst thing you could call someone was a communist. Well, now the worst thing you can call someone today is a Holocaust denier. I don't know many people who actually do deny the Holocaust, but again, it comes back to the very clever misuse of language. Just like, you know, we heard it here discussed last night, this terminology anti-Semite. Well, the Arabs are the real Semites. The Arabs are the people of Semitic origins. Most of the Jews living in Israel today are of an Eastern European stock, a Khazar tribe, that had absolutely no contact, no historical foundation, no historical backtrack to the Middle East. But yet the term anti-Semite is applied exclusively to those who are perceived to be critics of Israel or critics of Jews. And, you know, they've broadened the dictionary definition of anti-Semitism to include anyone who is critical of Israel. And now, as I say, even these little Jewish kids in Vienna, children of a rabbi, have been kicked out of school, not because they did anything in school. They didn't pull any girls' hairs or put any cherry bombs in the desks, or they didn't draw swastikas on the blackboard. They didn't do anything at all, these little Jewish kids. All they did was exist, and they just happened to be the reproductive product of someone who attended the conference. But he did not even deny the Holocaust at the conference, folks. Folks, where are we going here? How much longer are we going to take? How much more of this are we going to take? I mean, you know, are we being put in a position where they want us to fight back? Do they want us to match their violence with our own violence? I mean, you know, I've been saying for years and years that the leaders of America's Jewish organizations have got to rein in their horses. They've got to sit down and talk with people. But instead, all they're doing is pushing for war. I think it's time for our American military leaders to finally stand up and say enough is enough. We're tired of your wars. We're tired of fighting wars for Israel. You're breaking the bank here in the United States. You got us into this mess in Iraq, and now you want to get us into a mess in Iran, a mess that's going to be even messier. My oh my, folks, what can I say? Well, the phones are going to be open here. Please feel free to call in. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Day Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Now, I hope you have your pen and paper handy because I'm going to give you the address where you can write Headache Stay Gone if you don't have the magic of Internet. The address for Headache Stay Gone is 199 Springton Road. Springton, just like it sounds. Not Springtown, Springton. All one word, Springton Road, Glenmore, PA. One N in the Glen, Glenmore, Glenmore, PA, 19343. Their toll-free number is 800-327-0727. It works, folks. It works. Well, interesting story here today. The Orlando Sentinel reports that there was a recent neo-Nazi rally in Orlando. Had a lot of people upset. Stirred up the black community in Orlando. Guess what? The guy who organized this neo-Nazi march was a paid FBI informant. A paid FBI informant, a guy named David Galletti. He got at least $20,000 during the past 2 years from the FBI. Now, this is the kind of stuff I wrote about in my book, The Judas Goat. It's about the fact that a lot of these events, so-called Nazi and Klan events, and sometimes acts of violence, are not even committed by the real, quote-unquote, neo-Nazis or the Klansmen, but by FBI and Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith informants. And, of course, any Anti-Defamation League you know, they get their guys out there. They had a guy named Jimmy Rosenberg out there posing as, I forget what his front name was, but he would stage these anti-Semitic rallies or these anti-black rallies, you know, wearing a Nazi armband. And then, of course, the Anti-Defamation League would send out fundraising letters saying, oh, my God, the Nazis have revived again in America. Send us money. We've got to fight them. Well, you know, here, this is from the Orlando Sentinel, folks. I didn't make this up. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by an FBI informant. What do you think of that, folks? I mean, yeah. Very interesting. Well, speaking of Judas goats, got a very interesting report today that there is a certain self-styled independent journalist, fellow who proclaims himself to be a truth seeker regarding 911, a guy who claims to be a Zionist exposer. Well, he's been getting a lot of visits of recent date from regular visitors who have license plates that can't be traced. Now, think about that for a moment, folks. You know doggone well that your license plate from whatever state you're in can be traced immediately. If you're driving down the street and they see your license plate, somebody takes down your number, whether it's a private detective or a police officer or a journalist, they're going to be able to make a few quick phone calls to the motor vehicle division and find out who you are, at least who that car is registered to with that particular license plate. But if you are some sort of government operative, whether working for the American government or, say, the Swedish government or, I don't know, maybe even the Israeli government, you have the capacity to forge license plates very quickly with numbers that you know can't be traced to anybody, but they look good. And if nobody's really trying to track you down, no one's ever going to doubt the fact that that license is real. But if somebody happens to be tracking you down or watching your activities and they take down your license number and then try to search it, they're going to find that there is no known search available to the average searcher for that license number. So that means then that the person who is using that license is more than likely some sort of high-level intelligence officer, whether working for the United States government or working for, as I say, possibly the Mossad or possibly some other foreign government. But I guarantee you, when the search was done for those mysterious cars, that set off an alarm bell somewhere saying, hey, somebody's watching our agents who are in regular contact with this so-called truth seeker. Things do come out in the wash, folks. Things are not always as they seem. I'm going to be getting more details on this within the next week or so, and we're going to blow it wide open right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I was expecting to get these details this week, but you know, Washington was hit by this storm and this icy weather I've been talking about, and consequently, my report didn't come in live in person as I was hoping, but we got something to blow here wide open right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network very, very soon, folks. One of the big names in the 911 truth movement appears to be some sort of government agent, maybe some sort of foreign agent. All right, if you want to call in here, do it. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, today's the day, Thursday, that every week the American Free Press goes to press. Just barely managed to get the paper out today. A couple people out of the office, but I stopped down and lent a hand, very small hand. They always have the paper pretty much together by the time I get there, but this week, they have a review in American Free Press, a review written by yours truly of the book by Alan B. Jones, which I've mentioned here in this program. And, you know, I think the title escapes me, but I'm pretty sure it's Restoring Political Honesty. And this is the book that advocates setting up Truth in Politics committees around the country to actually administer voice stress analysis tests to public officials and their political challengers, you know, all on a all-volunteer basis, folks. And, you know, I would think if I were a person seeking to be involved in public service, be on the public payroll, administering public affairs, that I might want to logically expect that the people would not only expect honesty out of me, but maybe put me through the rigors of a voice stress analysis. I often wonder if the Anti-Defamation League conducts voice stress analysis of my voice when I'm here on this program. Wouldn't be a surprise at all. You know, these intelligence agencies rely on voice stress analysis. Not just the Mossad, but all the intelligence agencies. They're smart. They know it works. So why shouldn't we consider doing it with public officials? Well, anyway, that was my little contribution to American Free Press this week, but there's lots of other good information in there. If you're not a subscriber to American Free Press, I strongly suggest you check it out. What you see on the website is not the entirety, unless you're an online subscriber. What appears up there each week is just a sampling from American Free Press. Well, we do have quite a few callers here, and I'm going to roll right into them and try to squeeze everybody in tonight. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, come on up.
Yeah, Mike.
How are you doing tonight, Jim?
Good. I never thought I'd ever say this, but today I'm ashamed of being half German. This is the most ridiculous thing. Well, it's not the most ridiculous thing, because after all, in 1946, they hung Julius Streicher for nothing he ever did, but only for what he said.
That's right.
So Zundel is getting off kind of lucky, so to speak, although I expected the maximum, and of course it happened. I read all the letters he sent from prison. I read all that stuff, and he understood what he was up against. He understood it from the start, so he's not surprised, and I doubt that his wife is too surprised. But the whole Western world should be up in arms tonight. Every news media should be saying this guy is going to jail for 5 years for saying that he thinks something's wrong with organized history, so to speak.
Yeah.
But you're not going to hear a word about it on the news media. I guarantee you that. You might on some Pocatello, Idaho tri-weekly farmers magazine or something, but you'll never hear about it on the major news media. And this is so ridiculous. This is nothing but a demonstration of power by our Zionist Jewish friends saying, this is what we can do to you if you dare to cross us. That's what it all boils down to.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. I guarantee you that if it had been, if Ernst Zundel had been taken into prison, taken into custody and sent to prison in some Muslim country for having dared to criticize Muhammad, for example, the whole world would be up in arms about this. I would be reading about it in every column in the Washington Times here, all the key columnists in the Washington Post who comment on foreign affairs would be writing about it. Amnesty International would be kicking up its feet and crying for the release of such an individual. But Ernst Zundel, no, he's going to the gulag.
And he's going in obscurity. That's the worst part. Nobody is going to mention it. I think that anybody with an ounce of integrity or ethics or morality or anything else should immediately contact a German embassy and disclaim themselves, as I am tonight, from having any sense of German heritage, because this is the most outrageous. You just can't describe the words. How can these people stoop so low? How much groveling and sniveling can one people do?
As I say, what really concerns me, I mean, I feel bad personally for Ernst Zundel because of this act of violence that's been committed against him. But, you know, what scares me is that they are intensifying their efforts, they're intensifying their rhetoric. They are really almost talking freely about further acts of violence in the classic sense of the word violence against anyone who takes a position, you know, not just on this issue of the Holocaust, but criticism of Israel, and for that matter, criticism of U.S. foreign policy as it's now being conducted by the Bush administration. I mean, how many Republican congressmen have we heard standing up on the floor of the House of Representatives accusing Americans who are critics of the war of aiding the enemy? That's what they're doing. They're accusing critics of the war of treason.
The last person that dared to defend the so-called indefensible was Trafficant, and we know what happened to him because he defended Demjanjuk. He went over and defended him. He said, the truth is the truth, and I'm going to defend someone when the truth is the truth.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to Trafficant? He's in federal prison on trumped-up charges. These people, they love displaying their power. They love to do this because nobody in the news media will ever bring up what happened to Trafficant or why he eventually made them mad enough to where they're going to make an example out of him.
What is so sad about it in one respect is that, you know, violence begets violence. And what is happening now, you know, what's going to happen is there's going to be innocent Jewish people who have nothing to do with the Anti-Defamation League or nothing to do with the American Jewish Congress or any of these pro-Israel political action committees. These are the people who are going to be the ones who suffer. The big people, the big money people who live in their gated communities and who live in their heavily guarded multi-million, you know, $20-30 million tri-level penthouses in the skyscrapers of Manhattan, they're not the ones who suffer the backlash and the consequences.
Well, it's only fitting, and if you boil it down to the nitty-gritty, it's only fitting that he who does not oppose should suffer. In other words, these people that say, well, they're innocent. Sure, in one aspect they are. They're innocent. But in another, why are they not out demonstrating in the streets? Why are they not calling their newspaper?
Well,
why
you know, the primary reason that most people are not doing it is because it doesn't. They don't think it affects them directly, number one. And number two, they haven't heard about it. But it's a crime. It is a crime. It's an act of violence. Any way you cut it, it's an act of terrorism in every real definition of what terrorism is. And it's time, it's time that more and more people start talking about this. And, you know, I'm talking myself blue in the face about it, but I don't have a headache yet.
But the thing is, Mike, that everything that affects you and I is we would be considered dissidents, or that would be the best thing they could call us is dissonance. The worst thing, I mean, we're probably due for the gallows, so to speak. But the thing is that you have to oppose or you assist. There's nothing else in between. You either oppose or you assist. And there's people like Zundel that he opposed down to the end, nitty-gritty, he opposed. Or there's people who say, well, it doesn't really affect me. And once you say that, then you're assisting.
Well, you know,
in my opinion,
you know, I'm sorry to say, you know, Jim, but you are right. Jim, listen, I have to move on. I have quite a few callers here, but I appreciate your call and I agree with you.
Oh, thank you.
All righty, let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi. Long time no hear. I listen to your show. Yeah, a couple of things. One is the thing you mentioned about the thing in Florida. I always had a joke. I went around to some people, even Hal Turner. I joked with him and told him that if you want to call the FBI, you know, you got a problem with something, you want to call the FBI, don't call the FBI office, just call Aryan Nations, because they're one of the same. You know, and there was an incident once where the FBI knew something that the Aryan Nations was doing to Hal Turner before Hal Turner even knew and whatever. So I won't get into that. That doesn't mean all the groups are, though, but there are, they do, put it this way, they try to get in there, you know, if they can. I think what they should have is have some nationalist groups try to get into the FBI and just have that totally cut off, separate from the other political part of that organization, where most of the members don't see them or whatever, but they try to have the college degrees, whatever they need, and get into the FBI, and then try to, once they're in the FBI and they work for a while, for a couple of years, try to get into that segment of the FBI that does that work. And then they can have informants, because it's just nonsense. But I want to get to Zundel. You said he's in prison for 5 years. Now, you also mentioned something about Hitler, that he didn't always lock people up for what they had to say. Some cases you're right, some cases you're wrong.
Right, yeah, that's why I amended that slightly, but I guess my point is that we're always hearing about Hitler doing it, but yet at the same time, that's what's happening in Germany today.
Oh, it's more in Germany today than even then. Now, I don't know if you know who Arthur Krips is. Arthur Krips is K-R-I-P-P-S. He was a great, I mean a great, Vienna, he was German, not Jewish, conductor, you know, symphony orchestra, Beethoven and all that. He made a comment about Hitler before Hitler even got into Austria. And then when Hitler got into Austria, he didn't throw him in jail, but he barred him from the chief, opera house or something like Carnegie Hall in New York.
Yes, I think I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because see, I have an album, a record album of Beethoven symphonies done by the London Philharmonic. I mean, this is a record, though, like an LP, not the other stuff, from a friend of mine's record. It's not mine. And I read, he had a little bibliography on Beethoven, and they covered that Arthur Krips, who actually conducted this London record, but he was back then, and, you know, Hitler did bar him and messed up his career. He didn't lock him up, though. Now, getting back to Zundel, what I was going to say is this, and I'm German, I found out this. I always thought that that government over there, and I kept saying this, and people kept saying, no, the German people aren't going to tolerate this and that if the government goes too far, blah, blah, blah. They are tolerating it. I always thought that that government in Germany, not the small local townships and mayors, but the people at the top, were traitors. I mean, were traitors to their own people. The government was, in some ways, not every way. They even tried to change the medical stuff there and try to get the German people paid it out of their pockets. Now, here's the thing. They're locking this poor guy up. But at the same time, it's not quite as bad as the United States or London or England, but they do have some illegal aliens and stuff coming in there, even from other third world countries, not like in New York, not like in the United States, of course, but even have trafficking where they're trying to clamp down on some a Russian Jewish mafia type of forced prostitution type of system thing. And the people in the Netherlands and Germany trying to clamp down on that, and they're having some success. But here's the point. They're locking him up for that. Meanwhile, they got people in there, including even some Mossad agents, that blew up a discotheque in Germany. You've got some people robbing some of these immigrants that they got, even in Frankfurt, where there's some crime here and there. They're not going to lock them up, put them up for 5 years, but they're going to take this guy and lock him up. You see what kind of backward, upside-down, crackpot yes, that kind of government is over there.
Oh, you know, it reminds me, back about 20, 25 years ago, we had a really fine correspondent for the Spotlight in Europe,
okay.
Oscar Bolin. And Oscar brought us a very interesting story that it turned out there was an epidemic of venereal disease in the American and they are occupation forces, the American occupation forces in West Germany.
Yeah, they still occupied. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, these guys, the epidemic of venereal disease was coming because our American soldiers were patronizing houses of prostitution there. Mm-hmm. These houses of prostitution were largely owned by German Jews or Israeli Jews living as Israelis operating in Germany. But the German government, and of course the Americans likewise, were afraid to move against them because they were Jewish proprietors of these houses of prostitution.
Oh. Well, you mean most of them, you mean? Because I know there's some that are German women, just mostly European, non-Jewish Europeans, too. It is legal, but I do think there was a Jewish lawyer doing some type of brothel during the World Cup, because I was watching that last year. And I saw an article with that, and I said, how do you get a Jew? I hope all the Jews aren't coming back to Germany again. I don't think so, but, you know, you never know. But, well, that's an example, but even though that, well, you're talking legal now, you're not talking, because there's an illegal thing where they're forcing people. It's undercover. This is a legal place you're talking about.
Right, right.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, still, there's a lot of other stuff that could do harm to the German people that the government, you know, all they're worried about is keeping down any rise of any nationalism, but it's okay for the German people. I mean, there was an article, a guy called up on this very network, and I think it might have been your show. I'll say this and I'll let you go. He said that he read something, maybe it was Ricky Adams' show, but he said he read an article in the English version of Der Spiegel. This was just last year, where they had a lot of skilled, trained people that couldn't find gainful employment because of this global stuff. It's not like Mexicans and all that flooding up there, just maybe other Europeans from some of the communist countries, but still they're trying to break the – even though Germany still has the best economy, they're still trying to kind of break it. And I think the British and – ADL, is Brene Breath, I should say, because that runs the ADL, okay, and the Mossad. As a matter of fact, one of those countries kicked Israel out altogether, and they had some sense. I forgot, was it Norway?
It may have been Norway, as a matter of fact,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, because they were so scared of all that stuff going on, they threw them out. They can't have an embassy or nothing else. But I hope, is there some way Zundel can get an appeal or something?
You know, I don't know the actual legal aspects on that at this point. I have to do some checking on that. Probably try to get Paul Fromm on here to talk about some of those aspects of the case. He's been working with Zundel very closely. But, you know, the thing to remember about Zundel, I suppose, when it all is said and done, is They kidnapped him from his home in Tennessee, took him to Canada, and then to Germany.
Well,
you know, I mean, this wasn't
too.
Like he was over there, quote-unquote, committing the crime. So
yeah, that's another thing, too. They got some ridiculous law that if somebody says something in another country, but as soon as you step foot on German or Austrian soil, they can charge you with something that makes no sense.
Yeah, well, he didn't set foot there. He was dragged back there in chains.
Oh, they just kidnapped. Okay, like you do with a slave or something.
Yeah, Henry,
well,
like we have a break coming up here, and I've got to move on, but thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. When we come back, we're going to be wrapping up the hour. We're going to try to squeeze in our last two callers here. Let's see if we can do it.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you on RBN Live, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Okay, we have Terry in Delaware, I believe. Terry, come on up. We have a couple minutes left here.
I will try to, boy, I got a lot to say, but I'll try to keep it short.
All right.
I Googled the thing on Ernst Sundell, and I was pretty shocked and pretty amazed. Wasn't allowed to, the defense was not allowed to call any witnesses to, you know, defend their side and ask the prosecution to bring up evidence, and they flat out denied it. He went through, what, like five different lawyers. And so, you know, it just, I haven't had an opportunity to do the full, well, the first, next thought that came to mind, too, is you got to wonder, we're at such a point where you can, I mean, I'm sure you feel the noose tightening, and you got to wonder, when is your microphone going to go silent?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I'm glad you brought up that point about Zundel's attorneys. You know, they have, the rulings are such in Germany now that the defense lawyers can be accused of Holocaust denial and defaming the dead and so forth if they're too strenuous in their advocacy on behalf of their own clients. So even the defense attorneys are limited as to what they can say under threat of going to jail or being at least accused of the same charges that Ernst Zundel and others have been accused of.
Well, this just highlights something for me. I'm trying to keep it short, but that starts a thread going. You know, I'd say several years ago, I haven't had all the opportunity to do all the background check on the Holocaust, but it does look very suspicious, and I would have to say from what I've seen so far, I'm having my doubts. But the veil for me, and I don't know what's been for a lot of people, but the veil was lifted with 9/11. And subsequently from that point, I've gone down many rabbit holes, you know, the fake IRS, the fake money supply, the election frauds, the fake war, you know, the fake 9/11. It was
all lies.
I mean, it's amazing how many lies are out there and how long it took me to wake up and how difficult it is for me. And I'm frustrated with other people who try to wake them up, and they can't see it, and it seems so wide open to me. And it took that one little veil to open up my eyes to so many different things. And you realize that we definitely are living in this matrix where everything is just basically virtual illusion when you really start pulling back the layers and examining it. And it's really, really frustrating. But it's amazing, too, to realize that the power that's, you know, that has, and certainly the media has been complicit with the, you know, the amount of conditioning. It's hard for us to, you know, we talk to people who are not awake to, and then the fake churches. Oh, man, when I had turned on this Trinity Broadcasting Network, I mean, my God, I mean, the fake churches, it's just amazing when you investigate these people's background. And, I mean, I've been down that rabbit hole for about a month, and it's just incredible. And nobody's being called to the mat. Nobody's being called to the mat for 9/11, for the Holocaust, for the fake churches, for the election fraud. You know, none of that hits the mainstream medium. It's Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, Anna Nicole Smith, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You probably got to get to the next caller, but that was this Holocaust has been a whole new area for me, and I've only really been investigating it for 3 months. And I was like everybody else. The media has done nothing but bait the dough ball with a giant big treble hook, and everybody's on it.
And you've been talking here for about not quite 3 minutes, and, you know, you've summarized it all very, very well. Terry, I hear that music playing. Got to wrap it up. I apologize to our other caller or callers who I couldn't bring up tonight, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing, and we'll have some open phones unless some grand historic figure decides to come on board and say, hey, the Holocaust was a myth. Maybe we can get Jimmy Carter to say it. Turns out he's a pretty gutsy guy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening. Stay tuned for more good programming. I'd like to think this was good programming. I know you'll get some good programming with Rick Adams. See you here tomorrow night, folks. If I gave you a headache, get some headache, stay gone. It works.